This is episode number 2647 of the Who Cares News for Friday, April 26, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Emma Stone has been living a lie her entire career.
What? A lie?
A lie.
A lie, you say? What's up?
A lie. And she's ready to set things straight.
Oh, she's coming clean.
Emma?
Yeah.
Her real name is Emily.
Oh, is that the lie?
Uh-huh. And now she wants to be known by her real name. But you know what? I'll give it to her. The Emmas in Hollywood are a dime a dozen right now.
Those Emma Watson, Emma Roberts, Emma Stone. Oh, that's
which is Emma Stone, yeah. But there's more Emmas.
Oh, there's a bunch.
Yeah.
There's a ton.
There's less Emily's. Emily Blunt's really big right
Emily
now.
Emily Blunt is probably the best. Emily Deschanel, too. Don't forget her. And who could forget? Emily Van Camp. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. So she's still very
she's
active.
She's my relative that nobody knows about.
even her.
Me. Even her. Well, especially her.
Hey, you just want to be kissing cousins.
Have you met me about the whole, stalking thing?
So,
I don't stalk anybody, but,
So she's really Emily Stone. Her friends know her by Emily.
Okay, that's cool.
And
I get that.
So,
yeah.
Now, Stone is her real last name.
Stage name, yeah. I was thinking that was kind of a stage name, but okay.
No, and Swift is a real last
name. Oh, I know. Taylor Swift. Oh, yeah, we know
sometimes
that.
Sometimes it's interesting to see
that. It's interesting that they've got good names.
Tom Cruise, his last name is actually Cruise.
I know. They got good stage names.
Yeah.
Unlike us. Anyway. You don't think these are our real names? We're living a lie, too, by God.
Anyway, when she became a member of the Screen Actors Guild, this same thing happened to Matthew Perry, too.
Oh, that's right.
She was forced to change her name because there was already an Emily Stone registered with the
union. Can't have two.
Nope, and we can't have two, so...
Or three, or four, or more than one.
Yeah. So Emily / Emma, she already goes by her real name to her, I consider her friends, her closer colleagues as well.
Sure, sure.
And she says once you get to know her, she uses her real name anyway, but she would love to be recognized as Emily if ever possible in Hollywood.
Well, she's going to have to wait for that other Emma Stone to croak.
Now, there is one spot where she's used her real name, being credited as Emily Jean Stone, as a co-writer of Taylor Swift's song Florida on her new album, The Tortured Poets.
Oh, really? So she was, I know they're very close. She's part of the tribe.
Yeah.
Emily Jean Stone. Part of the tribe, but I had no idea she co-wrote. Well, that's cool.
Well, why doesn't she just go by Emily Jean Stone?
Why doesn't she just go by Emmy? Emmy's a great name.
Emmy is a cool name.
And I mean, there aren't any real famous Emmys. I guess maybe, I'm sure there are, but they're just not coming to mind right now. I get it. Emma's a, I think the name Emma was for a certain time.
I love the
name. It's a beautiful name, but for a certain time, Emily is more.
So is Emily.
Emily's more traditional. Emily's, don't you think? Emily's more traditional.
Emma's more Emily is the traditional name. Emma is kind of an offshoot of that, but it's.
I had an aunt named Emily one time.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't call her Emma. We called her Aunt Emily.
Well, they are different. They are different names. I mean, you have Emma, you have Emily.
I'm liking the Emmy thing, though. Just like
Emmy's
TV
very cute.
Emmys. I'm trying to think.
Yeah,
but I might be a little, juvenile. I don't know. What do you think? Emily.
I say go by Emily Jean.
And go by Emma.
Emily Jean Stone.
I like M, too. Emily Jean.
Emily Jean Stone.
Well, yeah.
Just use her full name. Blake Shelton recently just brought his old red honky-tonk bar to Las Vegas.
It's in Las Vegas. Okay.
If you get a chance to visit, he says it'll feel like you walk through a portal into Nashville.
Ah, that sounds like fun. I was just in Vegas last week. I would have loved to have gone. Yeah.
Well, you should have.
I'm not going to go back to Vegas probably for another year.
Well,
somebody's going to fly me there. And then we'll be happy to go to Blake's bar.
We need to go just... I would love to go to Vegas, but it would take us a while to save up enough coin to go really to Vegas. They don't have penny slots. Well, they don't have any slots.
They don't have any coin slots anymore. You put your credit card in. So if you got one of those, that's all it takes. The sound of things hitting the coins hitting the pan, that's all synthesized. It's all, you know.
Of course.
It's all fake. Yes. And then you get a ticket. You take it to the... How do I know this stuff? I don't know it that well.
Well, he also says he'd love for Dolly Parton and Beyonce to perform there.
Well, who wouldn't? Come on.
He says if Beyonce wants to make it in the country music industry, and I think she must, it ain't happening until she plays Old Red. And you know what?
I don't know if they could stock enough people in that bar, if it's big enough for Beyonce to show up on a Friday night and perform. The place is not going to be big enough. You know that.
But though, it'll be full.
Oh, it'll be more than full. The strip will be full. They're going to have
Yeah, they just need it to be full. They don't need to even tell people who's going to be there.
Oh, yeah. No, no. Okay? But you know what?
And that's what Paul McCartney would do.
Yeah, but you know what? Word gets around now so fast.
I know it does. But
so fast.
If Beyonce, and because, you know, because in the country
let's say she comes out on
like,
stage
you know,
at some thumbs up.
Uh-huh.
She comes out unannounced, and she starts singing Texas Hold'em. And like in 30 seconds, there will be 500 people at the door because people are going, I'm seeing Beyonce and taking pictures and stuff.
No, but that's fine because they already have the people they need inside, so it doesn't matter. Okay? They can just do B-roll for the people outside.
Oh, Blake.
But if Beyonce, who, you know, some people in the country music thing are thumbs up, some are thumbs down, you sing in Blake's bar with Blake's backing.
Well, no, I get it.
Or Garth's bar with Garth backing.
Yeah, they're all dives.
It makes things everything go down a little
easier.
They're
all dives. Well, we'll keep an eye on that.
It's awesome. Dives are awesome. All right, so speaking of Dolly Parton, Jennifer Aniston is ready to pour herself a cup of ambition. Jennifer and her Echo Films partner, Kristen Hahn, are producing a 9-to-5 reimagining.
Wow.
Variety has confirmed.
So something is happening, but I wonder.
Reimagining.
I wonder if Dolly and the ladies are going to have a part in that.
You know they will.
I would think they will, because Dolly's been talking about this for the last 10 years, that they've got to make a remake of 9-to-5.
You know she's
going
to be involved.
And she's ready for it.
Yeah, she's been ready for
this.
They're
all alive, by the way.
And I cannot see this happening without talking to one or all of them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It just wouldn't.
No, it can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they better hurry because Dabney Coleman's like, what, 90? Didn't we have him on the birthdays the other day? He's 90 or 92 or something like that. I don't know that he's going to be in it.
Because
at that age, I'm pretty sure he's pretty much done, you know, retired. That's the word.
Well,
it's retired.
It's currently in development. Plot details are being kept under wraps.
Yeah, of course.
Remember, it starred Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Dolly Parton, and Dabney Coleman.
Wouldn't that be cool?
1980. Goodness sakes.
That was 44 years ago.
Yep.
Shh. Don't tell anybody.
Dolly still looks really good.
We don't. Who? Dolly looks great. So does. Yeah. Well, but Jane and Lily.
Oh, yeah. Jane's
just
had
did her
share.
Their Netflix.
Frankie and Grace. Frankie and Grace. I gotta watch that.
Yeah. I mean, that's been a couple of years ago. It's been a couple of years.
Yeah, but you can tell that Lily Tomlin didn't have the...
The means to stay youthful.
Nips and tucks.
That's right.
Dolly and Jane
But she did. Still looks all right. She looks okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's still adorable.
You know who looks really... Who's really adorable?
I don't know.
Great.
Could it be Halle Berry?
It's Halle Berry. Oh, Halle. Hey, more Who
Hi,
Cares
Holly.
On Monday. Have yourself a great weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.